This is Dr. Rollington Ferguson dictating cardiovascular clearance on patient Clark, C-L-A-R-K, first name Lynn, L-Y-N-N-E, date of birth December 15, 1972, date of evaluation January 12, 2022, referring physician Dr. Theodore Schwartz, the chief complaint, 49-year-old female seen as she is scheduled for left shoulder surgery, period. The HBI. The patient is noted as a 49-year-old female who reports an episode of fall, semicolon, while at work in approximately November of 2020, period. She suffered injuries to the left shoulder, period. She was initially evaluated at San Ramon Regional Center, where she was then subsequently referred to a workers' comp physician, period. MRI was ordered, and this revealed a tear in the left rotator cuff, period. She then underwent surgery in approximately February of 2021, period. Post-surgery, she was referred for physical therapy, period. She then failed to progress and developed increased pain in the involved shoulder. Pain is described as dull, sharp, and at worst 6-7/10. On average, pain is 4/10. It is worsened with activity, period. She reports that pain radiates to the biceps, period. The patient denies any symptoms of chest pain, orthopnea, or paroxysmal nocturnal dyspnea. Past medical history, 1, hypertension, next number, diabetes, next number, lymphedema. Past surgical history, left shoulder. The medications, metoprolol, 25 milligrams, 1 BID, lisinopril, 5 milligrams, 1 daily, glipizide, 5 milligrams, take 2 BID, metformin, 500 milligrams, 1 TID. Allergies, amoxicillin results in rash, cefazolin results in hives. She further reports allergies to clindamycin. The family history, mother had atrial fibrillation, a sister had congestive heart failure. Social history, patient denies cigarette smoking, alcohol, or drug use. Review of systems. Constitutional, she has had no fever, chills, or weight loss, period. No lined skin, she reports itching. Ears, she reports partial hearing loss, period. Respiratory, she has history of asthma and reports cough and wheezing. Review of systems otherwise unremarkable. Physical examination. Vital signs, blood pressure 144/81, pulse 95, respiratory rate 20, height 64 inches, weight 355 pounds. In general, she is a moderate, correction, in general, she's a severely obese female who is alert, oriented, and in no acute distress. Musculoskeletal. The left shoulder demonstrates severely decreased range of motion on abduction period. There is tenderness on abduction period. Low extremities reveal bilateral lymphedema period. The impression, this is a 49-year-old female who sustained a work-related injury. She is now scheduled for left shoulder arthroscopy, comma, possible rotator cuff repair, comma, possible SLAP repair, period. The patient currently is noted to be stable. She does have multiple risk factors, period. Risk factors include hypertension, diabetes, and obesity. She has a borderline abnormal EKG with a sinus rhythm of 94 beats per minute. Period. There is slight loss of R waves in the early precordial lead, and one cannot rule out an old anteroseptal myocardial infarction. Period. However, this most likely represents lead changes given her morbid obesity and inability to place leads on the lower extremities, period. The patient otherwise appears clinically stable. She is felt to be stable for her procedure. Of note, lab work include a white blood cell count 4.7, hemoglobin 15.4, platelets 284, sodium 137, potassium 4.1, chloride 103, bicarb 26, BUN 19, creatinine 0.95, glucose 115, hemoglobin A1C is pending. Labs are to further be reviewed. Dr. Rollington Ferguson, ending dictation on patient Lynn Clark.